Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 25th, 2023. We're going to get into a very interesting subject, I think. For me, at least, it is interesting. It's something that I think most people struggle with very much, and it makes no sense to them. This question comes from Louise in Florida, and I don't get many emails from Florida, so I was excited that this happened. Thank you, Louise, for your email. She asks, why should I give and what should I give? And that's the end of her little email. Why should you give? If it isn't obvious to you why, then the what won't be obvious either. So it's a difficult question to answer because it's subjective to each person. And if you haven't done any, shall we say, inner work, if you haven't developed any sense of third person, if you haven't gone beyond the confines of your human psyche, then you're not going to really understand why you should give and what you should give. So I'm going to help you just a wee bit. For me to sit here in California and tell you what you should be giving in Florida seems rather ridiculous to me because it's all about what we should all be giving and how we should be giving in most people's minds. But to me, it's individualistic. I really feel that the giving, you are not really giving to other people, although it appears that way. And the giving is a form of surrender. It's a form of death, believe it or not. And as I give, there looks to me like I'm killing myself, that I have less than I did before. But the effort really isn't in that. It is in the effort of a surrender, a succumbing to love. And I'm killing the Gregory, the ego, the vanity, the pride, the fearful, small-minded, parochial kind of guy he is. And I am basically removing myself from him more and more. As I do this, I would sense if I am being, well, a human being, that I am killing myself by doing it. In doing it this way, in doing so in this manner, I start to change things in my consciousness, in my psyche. I start changing things even in my body. Giving is a matter of gracefulness. It is in the grace of your giving that you find the meaning and the significance of your life. It is a very, very important thing to give. Now, to give what, as you ask here, what should I give? In every moment, give your attention. People often try to give what they don't have. They just don't have the love in them. They don't have the sense of the universe in them. They don't have the gravitas in them to really understand what they have to give. Now, we don't mind bestowing upon people our opinions and our beliefs, our psychology. But it's only when we give of love, when we give of the love that lives deep inside of us, that transcends our wanting, having, getting, you know, believing in there's only so much you should give, blah, blah. In each and every moment, you should give the totality of yourself to any given moment. That means in work. That means at home. That means with people. Learning how to listen. Learning how to have mercy and compassion for people. The most important aspect of a lifetime is anything that brings me or you to mercy. When there is mercy within us, when we understand the depth of mercy, which is what Jesus taught in this manner, Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. These things, these elements, simple little human elements, have a lot to do with how life works. Life is constantly flowing and giving. As Lhasa calls it in the Tao, it is the endless flow of life. And you can't understand it. You don't know whence it comes from. It comes from source, but where that source is everywhere. When we are giving in the framework of source. We are living as source, in source, through source. Whatever that is, Lhasa called it the Tao. Jesus called it the kingdom of heaven. Buddha called it Nirvana. Whatever you call it, you call it. It doesn't really matter the many names that it has. It's understanding the presence of it within our own life. And most people don't have that presence because they live in the infiltration of their human body, their human beingness. And it is always insecure about giving, about loving, about sharing, but it wants more than it would ever be willing to give. And that's the problem with it. It wants far more than it would be willing to give. So with that all being said, we put ourselves in very precarious positions, spiritually speaking. And there's absolutely no way, in any way, shape, or form, we can transcend all of that by just hoarding our life and not being merciful and generous. To me, the great giving is in forgiving. That's what it means to me. The giving of money and possessions is a wonderful thing, and it can be done with a great deal of finesse and love if I am forgiving. You know, people will say to me, why didn't I gave this amount or this thing? How come it didn't come back to me? Because you are not a forgiving person. Because you have no mercy inside. Mercy must be the code of your own ethics in your life. To be forgiving, to be patient with people, to be patient with yourself, to live beyond the confines of whatever it is that you think of as right and wrong, good and bad. And if you don't do that, then your giving is handicapped, to say the least. So why cripple your giving when you can love beyond your giving? Love way beyond what it is that is the, shall we say, the red line that you would never cross in the manner of your giving, in the manner of your life. That is the most important aspect. So to me, the great giving, Louise, is forgiving. And to forgive, I have to have a tremendous amount of mercy within me. And if I have that mercy, then every moment is a giving moment. And if you really look at it, every moment is a giving moment. Where you give from, how you give, through what you give inside yourself is the mercy of a lifetime. The mercy, Louise, you give me by just listening to me here on Aspire can change many, many aspects of your life. Just your patience and your willingness to listen beyond the confines of whatever it is that you might think you believe. This is mercy, to live beyond the confines of a philosophy, a religion, a belief that does not, shall we say, promote love. It's all about love, no matter what you think, say, or do. This whole life is based in the premise of a love, and we are here to flow in that love, that tremendous power of goodness that lives within us. No matter what our circumstances may say, everything is the dictate to bring about and reveal a love that is greater than the human logic can understand and dispose of, as it were. I'm out of here. I hope that helps, Louise. I want to thank you for your beautiful words and your kindness, and please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air next week for the listeners. Hope you'll join me. If you ever have a question, you can email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. And again, as always, mercy upon this old teacher, and please forgive me. Namaste.